and glow, or would it burst into flame?
No, it wouldn't glow. It wouldn't burst into flame. It just glow.
Uh-huh. And what did you get the fire with from that?
Well, we generally get the pine splinters. We put them up fine shavings, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they catch easy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you call that anything special, the splinters and the shavings?
Huh?
Did you call that anything special, the splinters and the shavings?
Well, no, kindling wood was what we ordinarily call that. We call that kindling.
Did you ever burn coal?
No, I never burned much coal until, I had a family of my own. I burned a little coal.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the stove. Never burned it in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything special to carry that in?
Yeah, we had an old coal bucket. Carried it in.
Have a spout.
You could get that. That's right.
Pick it up and throw it and go where you wanted it to. How'd you get rid of your smoke with your stove?
Well, we had a stove pipe went out the top through the roof.
Uh-huh. Isn't this silly?
I think it's nice.
Of course, we still have. You see, now that is a flue. When we used to burn the wood stove here, we had the elbow just held that right into that flue there. Where that.
Now the flue, is that made of brick?
That brick sitting on the ground, goes out the top yard.
There's
two of them in this building yet.
Now your chimney, that's how. Is there a difference between a flue and a chimney?
Well, yeah, the chimney was larger than the flue. The chimney was made possibly that wide. That wide and this long, possibly 2x3 out way up the top. That up there is possibly the inside of that one brick will fill that, you see.
Oh.
About 5x7 inches. But the chimney would be 2.5 feet wide at the top, maybe a foot and a half one way and 2.5 the other. They never built them square. I don't know why. But they always was wider than they were, longer than they were wide.
I wonder why they did that.
I don't know.
It'd be cheaper to make them square, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess it would have been. But see, there'd be a wide down here down at the bottom. We'd start possibly with 4 foot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where that fireplace was built in there, and then he'd come up, draw it in, further up, higher we got to, we got way up yonder, and then run straight on up.
What did you do with the things that you cleaned out of your fireplace?
You mean the ashes? Mm-hmm. Well, we carried them out a lot of time. We used to put them in what we called the ash hopper.
Uh-huh.
And then we would catch the lye from that and make soap.
Uh-huh. Did you ever do anything else with that lye?
Well, not that I can recall.
Put it on corn or?
Yeah, we used to make hominy with that.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Boy, I've seen my mother do a lot of that.
Well, what does that do when you put it on corn?
It takes that husk off.
Uh-huh.
That husk will just shed off of that.
Huh.
Wash it off, you know.
And it swells up.
It swells up then. Of course, the water quite causes the kernel to swell.
Huh. Well, how do you store it? Do you just leave it in the barrel?
We didn't ever store it for any length of time. But ordinarily, it'll make up in the wintertime and cold weather, you know.
Uh-huh.
We didn't try to keep it through the summertime because it would spoil too quick. Corn was sour in 24 hours, you know.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't keep it. But in the wintertime, you can keep that several days.
Huh. Will fresh corn sour that quickly?
Say, as soon as you get to, yeah.
Huh. That explains some of the store corn that you buy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can pour water on a bunch of corn out there and set it out there and it'll sour by tomorrow.
Hmm. I know it's certainly not good, man.
Yeah, it don't take long.
Yeah, that's right.
What they used to do with it, all right?
Yeah, it was a good way to use it, too.
Yeah, they make mash, you know, out of it.